This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
GCN, be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud.
Coming up next segment for the balance of the hour, the great Steve Quayle is going to be our guest to talk about the open announcements of FEMA camps and mass arrest of patriots and a war on terror and General Iduray saying he'll get our guns. I mean, this is crazier than anything he ever said or I ever said, even though we were dead on. That's coming up. And you saw me play part of that broadcast from 2010, where I read Operation Lockstep and told you how they'd roll it out. I told you the rest of the story. We're going to play a little bit more of that clip coming up as well. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to get down to brass tacks with everybody right here. I appreciate the viewers and the listeners, and I want to stay on air and fight the globalists. And it takes a lot of money to prosecute this war. It takes a lot of money to have your own network, your own servers, your own systems, your own satellite, uplink, your own facilities, your own legal, your own janitors, your own warehouse. We had to do it all because we were the most banned first. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for underwriting us. And I want to thank you for your support and your will and your strength and your prayers. It is your will that is powering InfoWars. I can feel your will. I can feel your strength. And just as I get mad at myself when I'm weak or I don't understand everything, I get mad at my friends and family sometimes as well, but I love you all. And I am just extremely thankful to be in this position and to be going through all of this together because we're going to win in the end. Christ is King, and we know the devil's real, but that means God's real as well. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I talked to My Patriot Supply, the number one storable food company in the United States or the world, really, only 14 years old. Because they've got such servers and such quality and such fast delivery, they've become the biggest company. And they said, listen, we can't do the discounts anymore, and we can't do the free shipping because there isn't enough markup. We're not making money. You're not making money. We got to keep the lights on, Jones. We're already the lowest price for high quality. And I called them up during the ice storm, and I said, look, we've habituated everybody to sales. And they said, you're right. We don't care. We'll sell it basically at cost. You'll get your percentage to pay for your operation. How about free shipping too, Alex? And I said, are you being sarcastic? And the owner, who doesn't want his name mentioned, said, no, free shipping and 10% off. That's such an insane deal. It makes my head spin. But he said, you can only run it for 7 days. And so that's that. 7 days starting today, 10% off and free shipping, already great high-quality durable food. You cannot beat that deal, but it's part of the Fortify Your Supplies special. And I'll be honest with the listeners. I never used to talk like this. We could be off the air at any time. You see hundreds of publications saying FBI is trying to put me in jail. You see all the headlines, arrest Alex Jones, trending on Twitter, kill Alex Jones, trending on Twitter. And I'm not a wimp. I'm not whining. I'm not bitching. I just know this is very serious. So get your T-shirts, get your books, get your films. We've got all those preparedness books, preparedness films, massively discounted, up to 50% off. X2, Turbo 4, Supermill Vitality, the Privacy Pouches are discounted, Knockout Sleep Support, Ultimate Grill Oil back in stock discounted, Ultra 12, Winter Sun. They're all 25 to 50% off with free shipping, which is massive. So I got to sell a lot of product. And one reason I decided to do this, even though we've learned to run lean, we don't keep a lot of stuff in the warehouse. When you order something, we've got it ready to ship. But I basically don't have a lot of stuff in the warehouse anymore because I just sell what we've got and that's it. I don't keep a stockpile because I don't have the money and they could arrest me at any time. And then we've got people to stay on air and try to keep operating as long as we can after that. But they tried to silence us. It's not working. So now I'm not going to tell you the stuff they're doing. It doesn't intimidate me at all. It actually gives me energy. But they've got a lot of stuff going on. Something they think intimidates us. It doesn't intimidate us. It only makes us know we're definitely over the target. So it could be your last chance to get products at InfoWarsStore.com. It could be your last chance to get storable food. I mean, they could start a major war, turn the lights out any day. I mean, we're under globalist takeover. We're under God's judgment. This is only going to get crazier from here on out. I told you that when they stole the election from Trump. I said, don't go to sleep because the start's just begun of this. So We may go on for years. We may turn things around. All I know is, if you want to support us, now's the time. We've been proven right. All hell's breaking loose. We got the best deals ever, and we're not globalists to take your money and use it against you. We're patriots that fight against tyranny. Infowarsstore.com. Fortify your supply. Mega sale. Free shipping. It's going to have to end soon, so please take advantage of it right now. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with...
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, durable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality, durable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down.
Humanity was doing a great job trying to struggle free from the grips of world government. But it wasn't enough of a spiritual Christian movement to break the chains of Satan. God has to do that in the end. It's not up to us to win this. It's up to us to persevere to the end, to meet with our Creator through this test. Everything in life is a test. Everything is a dance. Everything is been already choreographed by God by giving us consciousness and free will, but God still knows the outcome, but still his children had to go through the test. Steve Quayle is a best-selling author, filmmaker, researcher, survivalist, one of the first big survivalists. He's been on air over 30 years. I'd hear him on air 30 years ago and thought, he sounds legitimate, doesn't sound like he's lying, but he's going too far. It turned out he was just too far ahead. And so he joins us to get into the announcements of re-education camps, of martial law, of all Trump supporters must be re-educated, of the cutting off our pipelines, opening our borders. Biden, coming up, I'll play the video, pledge allegiance to the Great Reset. That's the technical name of this whole operation. And that's really the public name of it. The scientific name is the Operation Lockstep. So that's all coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Quayle joins us, and I really appreciate him coming on. Steve, it's so surreal. People overuse that word, but to know this was all coming, to see him setting it up, to see the beta testing, and then you always warning that once they launch, though, it won't be beta anymore. It'll all accelerate. And now we've accelerated like at warp speed. And it's just getting more nightmarish by the moment. And so there's this paradox of huge awakenings, but also those that are under deception are accepting now more and more. And in downtown Austin, a large part of the public, when we go videotape them, actually behave like hunchback demons or something. So just a lot of weirdness is going on. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Well, Alex, I think you've nailed it. And the bottom line is the entire nation has turned largely against the living God and embrace Satanism, the Luciferians. And ladies and gentlemen, for all these years, we've been called every name you can call us, but, quote, conspiracy theorists. And first of all, every single conspiracy we've named has now come into play. We told you the globalists were going to try and steal the government. We told you there are FEMA camps. We told you, ladies and gentlemen, about all the military plans. And even now, Fortress America simply means that the politicians who have sold us out and sold us to foreign interests, and you'd be surprised at how much Chinese money went in to back the leading politicians. And ladies and gentlemen, we're at the time. Now, Texas is a microcosm of the war that's going to be absolutely in place and exerted against the entire United States of America. Somebody called it Texageddon. And Alex, we've been talking about everything from weather warfares. We've been talking about foreign troops. We've been talking about, by the way, some people don't get it, but there's 256,000. That's a real number of guillotines dispersed throughout the FEMA camps, military bases, and different places around the world. I couldn't know that unless somebody, excuse me, who had access to that.
And didn't they put it in the last Defense Authorization Act to use guillotines again?
Yes, they did. And it's now an official acceptable form of absolute capital punishment.
And again, when I heard you 30 years ago saying, and when they're about to make their move, they'll legalize guillotines, and I'm like, this guy's a whack job. They just did it last year.
Yep. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is really critical. Again, the weather modification against Texas was for basically four different reasons. Number one, succession. Number two, the lawsuits against the stolen election. Number three, Texas's oil and livestock industry. Number four, I just made a quick note of myself, the ability of Texas to actually, with their economy and the amount of people that have distilled the patriotic fervor. Now, when I see Austin, Alex, you know, I wonder about that, but here's the thing.
Sure, but the Texas idea of being our own country and self-sufficient, what we were, they had to discredit that, as Chuckie Schumer said. Now maybe we've learned our lesson, but we now know it was ERCOT and the globalists ordered the stand down. We have the document.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. The entire United States is going into a forced famine. There's nothing in the pipelines, and I tell people this. Next to food, Alex just told you about the food supply, you've got to get it. But all of the supplements, Alex, every supplement you have, I said years ago, the food will go, and then the globalists, Luciferians, will.
Oh, we already can't get most of the supplements. A lot of this is our last runs. We've already gotten rid of seven products. We just can't get it.
Right, and that's the thing. They want to starve us. And I tell you what, when the richest guy in the world, the Gates of Hell, makes a statement that you and I should eat artificial meat, hello, everybody. That's why Texas was chosen. I've been talking about weather modification and weather warfare for 25 years. And the thing that people got to understand, every defense secretary has talked about it. There's a United Nations treaty against it. The most sophisticated weapons are 72 ionospheric heaters. So this is to starve you into compliance. And by the way, Alex, you made the statement, it's true, 125 million people have to die according to the globalists. All of the statements have all made from all the political left. They're going to get rid of Trump supporters, they're going to get rid of gun owners, and I want to share this. Every gun owner, you've got to understand that the battlefield is coming to your front door. And in essence, you watch the country get stolen, Supreme Court. They are no longer supreme, okay? We've watched our Congress sell us out. We've watched the election stolen. We've watched the technocrats build the ultimate surveillance system in China. And I said all along, and so did you, Alex, that they're just going to bring it to the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Facebook is Tracebook. Cellophones, I call them helophones. And we've heard all of the things. And ladies and gentlemen, Alex and I, you remember this, Alex, 20 years ago, we talked about Marcus Wolf of the Stasi, Yevgeny Primakov, the former head of...
Oh, let me stop you. I had you on like 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago. It was right after 9/11. And you go, they hired Marcus Wolf in $1 million program in the congressional budget. I thought you were wrong. I went and looked it up, and it was in their budget. Years later, they admitted it. They admitted Google and Facebook hired all of his adjuncts to actually run their operations. That's mainstream news.
And it is. And so what was Facebook? What is Twitter? What is all of social media? And look at all of us who are warning about it. We've all been deplatformed. I just found out I'm banned in more countries yesterday. But what's fascinating is simply this. They have created self-erecting or basically self-building intelligence dossiers on our video. How many people don't get jobs because they're bragging on Facebook, going out and getting hammered or whatever? But it's worse than that. Every single contact of the Facebookies, and by the way, I came up with the term, I believe it's accurate, Faces of Death book, obviously all of the different tracking, facial tracking parameters, everything. And the bottom line is that, ladies and gentlemen, all of these were funded by the Central Intelligence Agency or different intelligence agencies. And And that's why all of the guys who submitted to it are all billionaires and some of the richest people in the world. So here's the thing. Texas, please understand this. You had full-scale weather war against you, economic warfare against you. You heard what Schumer, that piece of, mouthpiece. I can't say it, but the bottom line is those people hate you. And so in order to insulate themselves, they brought in the National Guard. Notice this. Even Nancy Pelosi, okay, decided, decided to ask for armored personnel carriers with machine guns, the most anti-gun spokesman for the Democratic Party and the Republican whores, absolutely wanted a machine gun.
And notice he went out and reviewed the armored vehicles like Red Dawn, and they said they're staying until, I meant to play the Leahy clip from yesterday, you guys get it. Well, Senator Leahy said they stay until we're routed out. And so we have permanent martial law in D.C. Let's come back and talk about what they're going to do next. Because you're great at telling us what's happening now, but you're really great at telling us what's coming next, the different scenarios and how we decide what those will be and what we can do with Steve Quayle. And I'll give you his latest websites as well when we come back. Just absolutely incredible. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels. helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Sleepwell.com is the main site. Gen6Giants.com is another big site. They have a lot of big films, they're on TV, you name it. But Steve Quayle is definitely the visionary. His books, and I've read them all, are just decades before predicted everything. And it's just incredible. People ask, where did Alex Jones get it all? I got it from the globalists admitting a lot of stuff, and then Steve Quayle's analysis and my own analysis. But, I mean, Steve Quayle's been right up there with David Icke and others predicting what was coming. And he just deserves the credit, folks, because he was put through a lot of hell for telling the truth. And, yes, we do carry some of his books at InfoWarsStore.com. But the one you need to read is available at SteveQuayle.com is Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. We'll talk about this coming up next segment. But let's spend the shorter segment, Steve, getting into – I can't be alarmist enough. I mean, when you've got Leahy saying we're not going to leave the troops – until the Trump supporters are routed out, and every other pundit saying, we want war, we want death, we want to kill people, all of it. I mean, they say they want us in FEMA camps. They have bills that say re-education camp centers. I mean, this is what Obama wanted to do. We know Biden is what the third term of Obama. Really, O'Biden, is that accurate? And what do you think is coming next?
Well, first of all, what's coming next, yeah, by the way, Biden's just the ham puppet. Just substitute the New World Order. Just substitute the death of 90% of the world's population. That's what's real. But what's coming first and foremost is basically, Alex, we're going to see border lockdowns. And what really infuriated me was when Leahy said, we're not going to take away our, if you will, protective barbed wire, our fortress, Washington, D.C. And he said this until the First and Second Amendment are gone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's treason. That's treason. In essence, I'll make it simple, Alex. They want everybody dead. They're not coming for the gun owners. They're coming to murder. Not to arrest them. They'll arrest them.
I totally agree. So why are they being so honest? Why did Biden last Monday endorse the invasion of Hong Kong and death camps in China? I mean, the whole world was just like, what the hell is this?
Well, the ties between the current administration and China are off the charts. The amount of money paid to bribe, come on, you can see all of the different compromise, even Mick McConnell and others compromised by the Chinese interests. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. The two most important rights, in my opinion, in the Bill of Rights, is free speech. They're killing our ability to speak freely. Second is the Second Amendment, which without it, everybody dies. And what makes me furious, Alex, is even the Deagle Report. You and I nailed that years ago, stating they're going to take the population of America down to 100 million.
And for those who don't know, major insurance actuaries have this magic disappearance of large parts of the population coming up soon.
Right. And you can expect, first of all, again, I want to tell people what's headed. Genocide of the elderly and of the infirm, okay? You're going to watch state after state, everything from allowing, merciful death, euthanasia, everything. They're going to basically make total war on the American people. They're going to starve us out. And by the way, Alex, when you see all of these empty coolers at whatever mart store, whatever supermarket store, what makes people think there will ever be food on the shelves again? I'm telling you, everyone, the plan was with the COVID-19 lockdown.
It's the cover for the collapse so they can blame it on COVID when the plan was always the Great Reset to bring us to our knees, in their own words.
Yeah, and absolutely. And then the other thing, that false charges. Listen, right now, there is no appeal to the courts. There is no appeal. False arrests are happening all over the country. And Biden just released, he just signed a proclamation, I guess you'd say amnesty, against all of the Antifa and BLM people. Meanwhile, Trump supporters rot in prison.
That's right. So people that shot cops, burned down buildings, they're released, literally. But meanwhile, people that walked between the velvet ropes because they didn't know what was happening, a few hundred broke in, a few hundred followed, they're being charged with terrorism.
Absolutely. And here's what's coming next. You're already seeing it in the headlines of today. California, the new mutant variation of CV-19. All of the bull manure that was associated with the first lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, you create the problem, CV-19. You provide the solution, our test, and you provide the ultimate thing, vaccination. This is the statement, and I made this first on Alex's show years ago. Shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, you end up dead. Vaccine or a bullet to your head. People thought that was so extreme, and I want to share this. The word extremist, the word, they call us everything, fear mongers, conspiracy theories.
And they love the race thing because now anyone pro-human, anyone pro-life is called a racist. We are for the human race. It's actually true. They are anti-carbon, meaning they're anti-human. Why are they so anti-carbon?
Well, first of all, because they intend, that's a great question. They intend to get rid of humanity or humankind. And I am a human racist, too. I believe in the right of the human race to exist. And insert a siliconized life form. A good example, sex robots.
Yeah, but how did you know that 20 years ago when you wrote best-selling books on it? Because that no one had said that till you did. How did you know their secret plan? Because now they've unveiled it.
Well, here's the deal. Knowing they want to destroy fertility and human fertility, knowing all of the science fiction movies were telegraphing it, way back into the 50s, actually even back into the 30s and 40s. But the thing is that human sexuality will give way. That's the same thing with the LGBTQXYZ movement. Obviously, we're seeing the denigration of the human race. We're seeing the depopulation of the human race. I tell people, we've got the dumbest sperm in the world because, and I'm saying in America, because they can't count. Our sperm counts.
And it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Hispanic or whatever. All of our sperm is dying. Our future's dying. We're under attack. We should stop killing each other.
Absolutely. You are an American. You're not an Afro-American. You're not a
I am a human racist. I am pro-human. I am a human racist.
Right.
I think we're coining the term today here, brother.
Yep. And here's the deal. The deal is that all of these life forms, and by the way, I'm on record, and what you're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, is all the demons, all the Middle Age, myths and legends come into your literal vision, and you're going to see demon-possessed machines. And all that the technocrats are doing is based on silicon. When they were talking about eradicating.
Yeah, they say the spirit's going to come into the silicon, just like they told us in Maximum Overdrive.
Absolutely. So everything Hollywood, by the way, every Hollywood movie in science fiction has to get cleared through the intelligence agency.
You got to say that. I was talking to a top scientist from MIT at dinner. I'm going to leave it at that. And another very famous person. And he told me, I said, what's the endgame? He said, what Elon Musk said a month ago about endless orgasms from a computer, he said a sex robot is our main goal. And it just seems dumb to me because I don't want to have sex with a sex doll. But to them, that if they can become the woman, if they can replace that, they believe they've won. Stay there. Steve Quayle is on fire as always. Gen6Giants.com, Gen6Giants.com, SteveQuayle.com, and his book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters, amazing. We carry some of his books. We should be carrying them all in InfoWars store. I don't care where you get it. Just be sure and get this book because it's excellent. And by the way, they're admitting weather wars are going on. That polar vortex, you can see China push it with their electromagnetic systems they admit they have all the way over to us. We'll be right back.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's a war on for your mind and my mind. Steve Quayle is going to have to join us again next week if he'll do it. He just laid an incredible idea on me, and I knew about some of this. I was being told about this. Maybe when I mentioned Elon Musk is why he brought this up. But a real chink in the enemy's armor is all this technology is advancing, but they're mainly targeting the general public and mainline technology or older technology, but they're not targeting some of these other areas, and it's a real gap in the globalist defenses. And so we're going to talk about that maybe at the end of the show or Maybe he comes back and joins us next week, but very, very exciting. And we're definitely on the same page, but he's, as usual, a few steps ahead of me. So, Steve Quayle, we're here. We're talking about all this. You mentioned Senator Leahy. Here he is yesterday on TV. And as you mentioned, the full 10-minute interview, he says, not until we've routed out the extremist speech and gotten the guns that Schumer's introduced a bill that Biden supports to ban all semi-autos and everything and register everybody else and then have no due process where the Justice Department says you can't have a gun, you can't have a gun, making them imperial. This is so dangerous. He said that basically we won't have the troops leave D.C. until that happens. So they're planning on stuff so bad, they're worried about a march on D.C. with pissed off Americans. Here's Senator Leahy.
I would suggest that everybody get together and look at the future, because if you have something that goes on for months, the president calling them, everybody else calling them, I'm worried that there was not more there. I think until we root out the hate and throw the rioters to the door that day, no fence or tank or barrier is going to provide the safety we need. We want safety, but also talk about Benjamin Franklin, who says, give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety, deserve neither liberty nor safety. But I know a vote is on, and before I close, I do want to commend Chief Conte for your swift response. You don't have an easy job charged with protecting a city as large as Washington, D.C., and balance the delicate balance with other dozens of other law enforcement.
So, Senator Leahy can barely talk. He twists Benjamin Franklin's quote about those that give up essential liberty will have and deserve neither. But then he says, oh, no tanks or barbed wire fences will protect us, but they got to stay till we've routed out the hate. Wow. After they burned down half the country this last summer. So, again, this is really a declaration of war, Steve Quayle.
And here's the thing. It's more than a declaration of war. The American people, especially the Trump, obviously the Second Amendment gun owners, the Christians really high up on the list. Look at the identification, the vilification of Christians, the nullification of them, we're better off without them, and the destruction. And by the way, the cutting off the heads, relating the guillotines, I'd encourage everybody to go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, and it talks about the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God and for they who didn't worship the beast. We've heard from Bill Gates' own mouth, you won't be able to buy, you won't be able to sell, you won't be able to trade, and you won't be able to travel.
That's right. It's not the Bible telling us now. It's Bill Gates. It's Klaus Schwab. And, you know, it's interesting. The Jacobins used guillotines when they had other ways to kill in France. They were Satanists on record. But that's mainline history. People don't know that. It goes back to the Bible, the beheading. Why is the Satan system obsessed with beheading? There it is. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of them were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and for which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or their hands, and they had lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I mean, they are literally setting this up.
Well, they're setting us up, and it's prophetic because, again, the war that's between the children of God, God's children and Satan's offspring, was set up in Genesis 3:15.
I agree, but why do they love to chop our... Why is Satan's favorite way to chop the head off?
Great answer, because we were created in the image and likeness of God, and he hates God so much...
That's why they want us to wear masks and hate ourselves, and they want to chop the head
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely. And the mask is the first thing. That's why I said the mask of the beast equals the mark of the beast and equals the murder by the beast. Alex, here's the thing. Maybe people can understand. They used to talk about someone who's headed to their execution or prison, dead man walking. We are all dead people walking unless we stand up, we speak out, and we do peaceful resistance until it's no longer peaceful.
I agree. Is it not the mark, though, that we're wearing a mask ashamed of our image, that we're evil? This is so satanic.
Absolutely. Because, again, it's our... Look at what's in a smile. What's in anger? Your face is the expression. Your mouth is what you
speak. It's truth. They don't want us registering the face because at a spiritual level, we know that's a good person or a bad person.
Absolutely. And they want to cut off communication. By the way, the 6 foot bullsheet, S-H-E-E-T, okay? Here's the thing. Bull's a lie. The sheet, and I'm spelling it, S-H-E-E-T, is what covers up the lie or what covers up our face. And now they know how stupid, and I'm saying this, how stupid with no science, modern science and hundreds of years of science has been thrown out the door.
Well, I mean, I have a new Lancet study saying the PCR test is totally fake, unreliable, and a fraud. So the basis of the whole thing is a fraud.
Absolutely. But again, it's how many people became complacent, apathetic, and indifferent. And the point is that by conceding to evil, we end up being subject to evil.
Let me ask you this on the timeline. Obviously, God is God's plan, but God lets us choose our destiny to a certain extent. What do you expect to happen next as things are moving so quickly?
I expect in March things will change dramatically. Or the worse, I suspect, and here's my sources, check it out with your sources, they want a second lockdown that will be total. Okay, we are already...
They're going to claim this California version is the reason.
Absolutely. And nothing good comes out of California. Nothing good. I mean, think about it. Well, I like the movies. I like this. Gavin Newsom now has close to 1.25 million people trying to recall him. It's going to be too late for the damage he's already done. Look at the left coast. Look at what happened in Portland. Look at what happened in Washington, Seattle, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Now it's just turned into, basically shanty.
Oh, I was in Seattle 20 years ago. Most beautiful city I ever saw. I wanted to move there. I was there 2 years ago. A hellhole.
Absolutely. You can't even walk down the street. And you know, like you said, the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. I got to keep hitting this. They're coming to kill us. They've already sentenced us. This goes back to Weather Underground. In those days, the population...
Oh, they admit it's all depopulation, all the massive deaths from COVID they're trying to cover up. Why are they trying to burn Cuomo to scare the other governors and also follow the orders?
Well, I think Cuomo's going to be the, quote, throwaway governor to make people think, see, there's still justice. But it wasn't just Cuomo. And I'm telling you this, the place people want to be is where the states are going to have a Second Amendment sanctuary. And I see war. You ask me what I see in the future. I see war against individual states, against the globalists. And by the way, the word white helmets, I'm asking, I'm praying, and I'm believing I'm going to get a document that I'll share with you so you can share it with. You know, we always were worried about the blue helmets. Yeah, how many times do you hear the white helmets, the good guys are coming to your aid? That was total misdirection. They are bringing in the foreign troops to take away the guns. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why the Second Amendment stands. But Alex, there is no rule of law. There is no justice. There is no liberty. And the next, here's the thing. Forget the second lockdown. I call it the kill down. That's when they come. They take us away. They blow us away. And I'm sorry, but that's what's happening. No food. When you're in that secondary lockdown, I don't know if it's 6 months, I don't know if it's 7 months, but I'm telling you this, too, the other thing that's going to happen, and I know people are seeing, why is the government talking about aliens, aliens, aliens?
Stay there. Let's talk about Project Bluebeam and all that with Steve Quayle, who is kicking butt. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Same thing I said to the guest we had on last hour who's fighting the lockdowns and the fake PCR tests coming into Canada. He's all excited. I'm all excited. I had one cup of coffee this morning. People say, what are you on? What am I on? World government's here. It's all being announced. We can't be in our comfort zone. We can't just go along with this. We had the former head of the CIA 6 years ago when he was the director of it, John Brennan, say, oh, we control the weather, but we don't want the public or other governments to know about it on C-SPAN. So there's this tactic where they talk about this, and then when we try to have a debate at the legislature or at the congressional level, they go, I never heard of that, kitty boy. What are you talking about? Because most of the senators and congressmen aren't even involved in it. That's why they're able to do so many incredible things, is the scientific elite are playing God. We have his book. It's excellent. Weather Wars, big old coffee table book on unnatural disasters by Stephen Quayle, available at InfoWarsStore.com. You should read it. And his other books, it's amazing. And separately, we have a lot of specials running right now. We have this big Fortify Your Supply, free shipping store-wide, up to 50% off the products, because who knows if we'll be here in the future. We're just trying to get money in to operate a few more months. I'm not trying to be desperate. I'm not trying to sound alarmist. You can see how crazy things are. They're all in the news saying, arrest me. FBI investigations, made up crap. So just pray for us is number one thing we need, folks, and I appreciate your support. And please support the local affiliates, because they can't have us on air as everything we talked about came true. Let's talk about that, Steve Quayle. This paradox again of everything we said is coming true. People are really waking up, and then the enemy just accelerates. And CNN, Tucker Carlson, played it last night and said, why 80 million Americans have to be arrested? I mean, they're all, who knew America was terrorist? I mean, we're rejecting the beast system, so the beast starts trying to persecute, the Bible says, then starts killing people.
Well, absolutely, Alex. So here's the thing. It's, again, ladies and gentlemen, forget the word arrest. There will be arrests, but they want 125 million people murdered. Now, my definition of hate would say, how come the Democrats are always saying, you know, we want to nuke us, meaning literally drop atom bombs on us, cut our heads off, basically shoot us, everything they've said, make war on us. And yesterday, even Nancy Pelosi was recorded. She wants civil war. I think that's the thing that people have got to understand. The Russian Revolution, every revolution has to come into essence by armed conflict. And so here's what people need to get. This is no longer rhetoric. Your apathy and your indifference will kill you. How many people, Alex, took for granted that Texas would never have a snowstorm? Excuse me. Never have a snowstorm. Meanwhile, all the volcanoes of the world, the biggest ones in the world, are absolutely going off, ejecting particles, silicon particles and other particles into the stratosphere. It stays, and we're already suffering from a lack of sunlight, chemtrails, residue in the upper atmosphere, and then you've got the gates of hell saying that, well, gee, we're going to block the sun. I think Mike Adams gave the best statement I've ever heard. They want to kill photosynthesis. Ladies and gentlemen, your diet, for those of you who get to live, will be basically 1,500 calories a day of insect-based protein, if that. And Alex, one of the things I said 25 years ago, and this is something that's really tough for a lot of people to take.
I know. That's what's crazy is you were the first one I ever heard you're going to eat bugs. They're going to ban beef. They're doing it all right now.
They're doing it all right now. And again, two things, ladies and gentlemen, 25 years ago, this is critical. I said, when the volcanoes of the world erupt simultaneously, the major volcanoes, and cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, I said, no, that tribulations are beginning. Tribulations, and in this life, Jesus said, we're going to have tribulation. And so what's happening, the church has been neutralized by wolves in the pulpit. The church has been, and I'm talking about believers, forgive me, the word church isn't accurate. There's no standing up, very little, forgive me. The majority of people in the pulpit are not standing up and speaking about the biblical revelations. They're not accepting that Jesus told us about this. By the way, the book of Revelation is the revelation that God gave to his servant John, the apostle John, who was in exile on the island of Patmos. It's a revelation of Jesus. So that leads into the alien situation. People, if the Defense Department is releasing all the ways that the different craft, especially the triangle, the TR-3Bs, are, those are the triangular shapes you see with three lights, and they're talking about the alien reverse engineered, which they just released, and they're talking about the aliens, that actual aliens are on Earth, and they're going to do that in 6 months. Why are they doing that? I'll tell you why they're doing that. They're prepping you for the fact is they're going to claim, Catholic Church is already there, that the absolute creators of the universe are the aliens, Prometheus on steroids. And so,
oh, I know the Hollywood people, I know the globalists, none of them are atheists. They believe aliens made us, they believe they're in contact with them, which is really the devil, and they believe if they have to do all this evil, then the devil will empower them. But imagine the angels just see it as a guy in the sky, comes down from the sky. But really, no, he's a fallen one, marooned here. Explain that biblically for folks that don't understand it.
Well, first of all, the Bible says that there was war in heaven. The devil and his angels fought against God and his angels. And their place was not found in heaven. So they were kicked out of heaven, one-third of the angels. and they live in the heavens until they're cast out of there. There's, you know, Paul.
So basically, Earth is their prison.
Yeah, and basically, they have 3.5 years, not 7 years, 42 months, to basically make war on the saints. And unfortunately, the saints are going to be slaughtered because they don't believe. See, this is one of the reasons. People don't want to deal with Bible prophecy, even when it's playing out. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. You know, we see famine. We see war. We see absolute...
But give them the good news, because people do wake up at the end, though.
Yeah, they do wake up, and here's the deal. We're trying to wake up the people that will listen to the fact that this is all in motion. And you know, in the South, they say this is fixing to get ready. This is already happening. You can't tell the people of Texas, God bless each and every one of you in Texas, I mean that seriously, that they had your best interests in mind. They don't have your best interest in mind. One of the things that people have got to understand is all these people that are talking about metals, I've been talking about it too, that you saw with absolutely GameStop and the whole panic in the silver. And right now, Alex, at being in that business for 35 years, the silver market is so difficult to get. Product, the premium is huge, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. You will see the price of silver and gold go really high, but it will be a point of this. There will be none to buy. None to buy. Look at how FedEx, the center in Memphis, shut down. People couldn't get that. And then the U.S. mail, good night, with the exception of overnight.
Now you're totally right. My instinct, I've said for years, is the time of waiting's over. Get to the country, get dug in, get ready, and don't worry about the things of the earth, because the globalists are about to wage war, and they're all slaves. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, explain that. These are Satan's slaves. They're not their own people. They are driven by this force. When they get to that level of Satanism, what happens to them?
Well, when it happens to them, they totally get demon-possessed. They're given over. And by the way, they don't call him Satan. They call him Lord Lucifer. And they literally believe that he's God, yet he demands the sacrifice of 100 million babies. He demands even the sacrifices that we've heard have taken place in the White House, not under Donald Trump, but even now, funny business is going on. Funny business. Let me define funny business. The whole world, Jesus said this, the whole world lies in the evil one. And people, you're looking to your government to bail you out. There, no one's coming to your aid.
And people ask, why does Satan want to hurt children? He wants to steal their essence, hurt them, but also get his minions to do such horrible things. God, it's the ultimate sin, cuts them off so Satan knows he's really got these people. But just like in episode 3 of Revenge of the Sith, written by George Lucas, cheesy movie, but very accurate. He says to Darth Vader, newly minted, he said, you're not Darth Vader yet. They'll kill a couple hundred kids, then you'll be on the dark side.
And he's, well, first of all, they want the life is in the blood of the innocents, whether you call it adrenochrome or anything. But Satan demands a blood sacrifice because he feasts, literally, as well as the demons, and I call spiritual vampires. They feast on innocence.
The horror of a child being tortured in a black mass over a whole day, their blood being drunk while they beg for mommy, that is beautiful ambrosia to these Satanists.
Absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it just goes back to the original religion of Nimrod, the Tower of Babel. It goes back to the Canaanites. It goes back to the Philistines. There's always been the sacrifice of innocence. Alex, he's killing off the next generation. We talked about population reduction. We talked about basically even the infertility of the American male. We're talking about excreted pharmaceuticals. When I first started talking about that all the estrogen in the water from birth control pills was going to emasculate the American male, people said, what are you talking about? And now they're talking about excreted pharmaceuticals. But more than that, even the xenoestrogens in plastic has basically been a chemical castrant of the absolute.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back. 5 more minutes with Steve Quayle. Then we've got No More Fake News coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial.